Now, that brings us to the fourth chapter. And we have here, Israel is punished for past iniquity. And we are going to see then in chapter 5, Israel will be punished in the future for iniquity. And the warning is given to them. Now, this man Amos directs his message, and it's scathing denunciation and judgment of the northern kingdom of Israel. Will you listen to him here? This is sarcasm that was really cutting and biting. This man now is really speaking to this nation, trying to call them back to God. He says, "Hear this word, ye cows." Instead of kine, it should be cows. A kine is a cow. "Hear this word, ye cows of Bashan, that are in the mountain of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to their masters, 'Bring and let us drink.'" Now here again is the third mention of drink being one of the sins that caused the downfall of this people. But not only that, what does he mean by "ye cows of Bashan"? And will you notice this very carefully now? Bashan, by the way, is that territory that's east of the Jordan River. It's between Mount Hermon and the mountains of Gilead. That is the land of Gilead where the three tribes were. This is where the northern kingdom is part of their territory. Now, the kine of Bashan, the cows, they were noted, actually, for their strong appearance and sleek appearance. They were well fed because the area in that section of the country, it was very lush, by the way. Now, what does he mean? Who's he calling cows of Bashan? There are those that believe that he's speaking to the women who were living in luxury, well fed, well taken care of, well dressed, well groomed. And because they could enjoy this wealth and luxury, why, it meant that the poor was oppressed and that the needy were crushed down. And this was done to satisfy the luxury of these women. Well, it is feminine, I grant that. But I think he's also speaking to the rulers. Now, somebody says, why does he use the feminine? Well, don't you know? This crowd up here were a group of homosexuals. Read the first chapter of Romans. This is the thing that God judges. And we are living in a nation today that are now making laws that permit homosexuals to get married, of all things. Did you know that Nero, they call him a mad king? Nero was not mad. He was a homosexual. He had a palace of over 100 rooms, and one separate room in that palace was given over to the basest kind of deviation of sex that is imaginable. It was given over to the satisfying of his homosexual craving. May I say, when a nation starts down, homosexuality becomes a very prominent sort of thing. Now, I'm going to hear from this, but I don't mind that. We've been hearing recently that across this country today, there is a ring of this type of thing, and it will bring any nation down. And I think that's what he's talking about here. And believe me, he calls them a bunch of well-fed cows. And they were the ones that were ruling these people, the rich, that were pressing these people down. What a horrible, awful picture this is. And my friend, you can bring it up to date if it was true in Israel. It's certainly true in our land today. We need an Amos today in this land. Now, this is the first verse of the fourth chapter, and he's just now getting started. I tell you, this man is giving that nation ample opportunity to turn to God before they go into captivity. God gave them warning. He always did that. And I think our nation is getting a warning today.